On the back of the orange t-shirts and on the back of the adult t-shirts was our theme verse. It comes from the Gospel of John, John 10:10. I want you to hear it. The kids know it. John 10:10. Jesus said, "I have come so that they may have life. I want them to have it in the fullest possible way. I have come that they might have life." You know, I've preached from that text, John 10:10, many, many times in the past 30 years. Very seldom do I really do a funeral service that I don't talk of that verse. I've used that verse to teach, and many references have I looked at Jesus' words about life. I've come that they might live. But I tell you, this week, that verse for me came alive in new ways. That verse was really transformed and enlarged. You see, the theme, amped, live fully alive. You put 200 kids for 4 days from 7:30 to 5:30 with 100 workers, you're going to live fully alive, amped. It was a great week of life. When we hear the word life, sometimes we think of, yes, I live. Some live 40 or 50 or 70 or 80. Some in Lufkin live 100 plus years old, but maybe that's not really what all life is. I desire to live long, but I really desire to live a full life. And most of us would agree with that. That living is more than just breathing and sleeping and eating. Surely there's more to this life than those basic elements. And that life, surely it can't be just a list of do's and don'ts and don'ts and don'ts. That's not life. Life is more than a listing of rules and regulations and law. Life is more than all that stuff that we accumulate. Our garages are full. Our storage buildings are filled with all of our stuff. And one day when we die, our kids will throw it all away because they don't want it. They already will tell you. Maybe Goodwill will get a little bit, but not much. It's going to the dump. That's not life. This week, as we talked about live life fully, the kids, yes, you can see they learned songs and motions. I love to see Coach Jesse up here doing some of those motions. It'd be good for you, Coach, just like on the basketball court. The kids learned the songs, and they learned the motions. Not only did they do music, but they learned about missions. You see the dollars they gave and a mission component to help one of our local primary schools that we've adopted. They learned a lot in missions. I was amazed at how their minds immediately understood missions, even in crafts. The crafts that they did related back to our theme of living life fully. The games and recreation, the meals together, it was all about being amped, about living life. But no more so did I feel that or see that than when I stuck my head into the Bible study time each day. Walker, our associate pastor, and Martha Iverson led in the Bible study. And each lesson, each of the Bible characters, it came alive about what life and living is. On the first day, the kids heard the story of Joseph. You know, Joseph had ups and downs and ups and downs, truly from the bottom of the pit to the pinnacle of Joseph's life. And here's the last thing that I heard Walker tell on Monday to the kids. He said, "Listen, kids, some days you wake up, and some day when you wake up, it's really good. But other days, it's not so good. One day, your button pops off, and your zipper doesn't work before you even get to school. And your mom and dad are running late, and you walk into class, and the teacher's mad at you. And you're going to go home with a friend that day, and you're so excited because your friend has the new Nintendo, but your friend's sick that day, and you don't get to go home with them. So your mom feels sorry for you, and she buys you some ice cream cone, and you drop it. And as soon as you drop it, you go to get it, but the neighbor's dog gets it before you get it. That type of day. But through it all, we learn that God is with you. We learn that God is with you in the up and the down and the high and the low. And we can live our life knowing that God is with us through it all. That was the story of Joseph. God is with us. The second day, the Bible lesson was about Esther. Esther, you know, what? Quite an Old Testament story of knowing that God has a plan for your life. God used Esther in an amazing way, and God was involved in her life from day one. We looked at Jesus, that although Jesus was God, he was God in flesh. And Jesus understood temptations and hurts and concerns. And whether it was Jesus or Esther, that we can live knowing that God has a plan. God has a plan for us. We don't always know what that plan is. And many times we're already in the midst of the plan until we realize it and we look back and we say, yes, God was in it. And God had a plan. God had a plan. The third day, of course, we have a lesson about Jesus. But it was different than any lesson that I remember in kids' camp. For this lesson of Jesus was when Jesus walked on the road to Emmaus. He had already been to the cross and already experienced resurrection. And now he's walking with these guys. They're down, they're low. But Jesus was alive. And Jesus being alive changed it all. And the boys and girls were left with this bottom line, last quote as they left their lesson. We live with courage. We live with hope. We know that whatever's happening in our lives, we can trust God because Jesus is alive. And that changes everything. After a lesson on Joseph and Esther and Jesus, I wasn't sure what the last lesson would be. I mean, you've already talked about Jesus, but it was, of course, the lesson of the Apostle Paul. And of that dramatic change that Paul went, and that the story was so big, and because Jesus was alive, there's no way that we can keep that story to ourselves. So we live amped. We live fully alive. It means that God gives us the step, just like Paul, to step out in boldness and to start living this story that Jesus lives. When we do that, we realize that it's not their story and it's not your story. It's all of our story. And we want all the world to know that Jesus lives, that God has a plan and God is there, and that in the midst of life, we press on and we keep living. I have come that you would have life. Throughout the week, I realized that real life, an amped life, a fully alive life, happens when we're in relationship with God and with others. That's what Jesus said, Matthew chapter 22. They wanted to trick Jesus. He had already given the religious leaders a lot of difficulty. So here's what it says in the Bible. I'm reading from Matthew 22. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the real holier-than-thou crowd, they got together. And one of them, an expert in the law, tested Jesus with this question: Teacher, what is the greatest commandment of all? Now they were going to catch him. Whatever Jesus said, they were going to use it against him. I mean, how do you, the greatest commandment, all the Ten Commandments, all the Old Testament law, they had him. What would he say? Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Oh, and the second's like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and all the prophets hang on these two commands. Relationship. of all the law, of all the great, Jesus didn't hesitate. He didn't stutter. He didn't stammer. He didn't sit and wonder and ponder. Boom. Immediately, Jesus said, all of it comes together when we love God. When we're in right relationship, this vertical relationship, we're loving God with all that we have, heart, soul, mind, strength. It's all about God. We will never have relationship with others. We will never have a life that is really amped up and fully lived until we get this one right. We'll never have anything here until we get this here. And the boys and girls heard that this week, that our relationship to God, that relationship, God's not this God that's out to get us. He's a God who longs to have relationship with us, a God of love and a God of grace, a God of hope and a God of encouragement. God loves us and accepts us where we are, and He gave Jesus for us that we would have a relationship to one who walked among us. And when Jesus ascended back to the Father, He gave us the Holy Spirit that lives in us. God the Father, God the Son that we saw, and God the Spirit that lives with us, that intercedes for us. It's relationship. But Jesus knew some of the ones He talked about. They supposedly got this. Oh, they had learned all the law. They knew all the commands. They thought they had relationship. They loved to talk about God. And Jesus said, it's relation. It's relation. And they were about to agree with it. And then He said, oh, and by the way, second, likely just as important, love each other. Love each other. And we can't love each other until we love God. And I'm not sure if we can ever really love each other until we love God, until we experience that love. We don't do this love. But don't tell me how you love this if you're not loving this. And if you love this, you've got to love this. It's both and. It's not either or. It's not first. It's both. Friday night, we went to Burnet, my hometown where I grew up, and class reunion, high school class of 81. And some of us met. And I, as I said, and visited with them, we told stories, we laughed, we made up stories. Stories grow bigger and bigger as you get away. And it was a great time. And I began to realize that relationship, Facebook is fun, but it's make-believe. It's not real relationship. And even Instagram is great, but that's not real relationship. Relationship is face-to-face, heart to heart. Relationship with God, it's real. It's not through some book. It's not through some old law. It is with a God who is fully alive. And relationship with others, learning to accept each other where they are and to hear their story and be part of their story. Jesus said, I came, I have come that you, all of you, might have life. Life abundant. I have come and I want you to have it in the fullest way possible. Isn't God good? That He didn't come to give us a life of rules and regulations. We've adopted that. He came that we might have life. And this week lived for me all day long was life amped up, fully lived. If we do nothing else for these children, I hope they saw, and parents, I hope they taught you, and church, I know they taught us that life is precious, not the length, but the quality, and it all starts here, and it goes here, and it takes both of them abundant and full. I want our teenagers to come. We're going to sing a song. We're going to be dismissed. It's our song of reflection. It's our song of commitment. It says, you give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. We pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. We pour out our praise to you. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. We've been doing a summer series on bones. Our hearts will cry. The bones will sing. And what will we sing? Great are you, Lord. You give life. We've seen life this week. We've done life together. At the end of a week of camp, what more can we say but great are you.